Welcome to Bon Jovi Discussions. Today I have my friend Melissa from New Jersey. How are you?
Hi there, how are you?
I'm good. Look, we're sure. Okay, everyone, are there?
Got the
So
forever jackets.
the Forever Jackets. See?
Yes.
Yeah. So people that aren't on YouTube right now and listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, we're both wearing our denim Bon Jovi Forever jackets right now. And it was unplanned. We didn't plan.
Yes, we didn't plan this.
How so? All right. So, as you know, I always start this podcast off with how did you become a Bon Jovi fan?
Well, funny story. 12 years old. I was a huge Backstreet Boys fan. Unbelievable,
I
right?
love
Yes,
Backstreet.
unbelievable. Backstreet Boys. One day, my mom at 12 years old, I'm 36 now, 12 years old, my mom was listening to the Fresh album. I said, "What's this song? It's my life." She said, "Melissa, you got to listen to this song. It's Bon Jovi."
Yeah.
I took her CD, learned every single song on that album. And she was
Oh
like, "When am I
my
getting my Bon Jovi CD back?" I said, "Never."
God. Never
Never. So I learned every single song, Just Sold Her, every
Wow.
single Save the World is a great song, you know.
Oh, you ain't kidding.
That it, and then it was history ever since. I stole her 7800. I stole Slippery When Wet, New Jersey, Keep the Faith, These Days, and it was history ever since.
Wow.
My yeah, so I took all her albums. I still don't she still don't have them back.
She ain't getting them back.
And then 2002 Bounce came out, and I was only 14. And I said, "Mom, I gotta go see a show." I said, "They're coming to Atlantic City. I'm 5 minutes from Atlantic City. I gotta go see a show." She got me and my friend tickets to Boardwalk Hall, February 23rd, 2003.
Wow.
That I was the youngest one there. I was jamming out, knew all the words. I was the youngest one, the younger generation.
Right.
And then I said, "We got to go see a show." So my mom took me to August 7th, 2003, Giant Stadium.
Wow.
The show was pouring. It was pouring. I think John said, "It's pouring out that, John could or Huey couldn't even see out of his glasses." That and then ever since then, we went to Vegas. I met my husband, and we went to every single show, every single to Washington, to Vegas. And I told my husband, "I'm sorry, you got to support this." And he's been supporting it ever since.
That's
It
great.
it's been history ever since. I've been through for 24 years out of the 40 years, the ups and downs. And I'm blessed to actually see Richie, perform with them, because
Oh,
not many
absolutely.
people, yeah, on tour.
Yeah. Wow. Well, what's your favorite song?
There's so many, but I always get myself back to listening to Story of My Life. And
Okay.
Welcome to Wherever You Are.
Ooh, those are good
That's
choices. Okay.
one of my favorites.
Yeah. Right now in my head, ever since you mentioned Save the World from Crush, I keep in my head the lines, our love is even stronger than God hoped it could be. Baby, all it takes is just a little faith in me. And
Me, yes.
John delivers those lines. I just,
Yes.
oh, it's what an underrated song that is, honestly.
Yeah,
You
really.
know?
And I kept listening to it and listening. I said, "This is a great song."
Yeah,
You know,
it's a.
other than the hits, there are some. And then the 100 million fans can't be wrong. I went to that show in 2004,
Yeah.
and what a great box set. I was very happy with that box set.
Oh, me too. And happy with some, which we'll get into in a little bit.
Yes.
Let's dive right into our topic because I just got home. I have so much excitement to unload on you on this podcast.
Yes.
So we are going to talk about the 40th anniversary Bon Jovi Forever exhibit at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Now,
Yeah.
so let's rewind to Saturday because you and I were both there on Saturday. And so it was announced, what, a couple weeks ago or something that they were doing a Bon Jovi exhibit
Right.
on the sixth floor, the whole floor dedicated to Bon Jovi. It's called Bon Jovi Forever. And we could get tickets to it. Now, so this was announced a couple weeks ago. And me, so I'm a funeral director and I was on call that weekend. I was like, there's no way. I live about 2 hours away. And I said, there's no way I'm going to be able to go to it, because we're going to be busy that day and I'm not going to make it in time. So I didn't get tickets.
Right.
Because you could get, because I'm also a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame member for whatever that's worth, not really much. But you can have first access to tickets. And so I
Yeah.
would have been able to get a ticket for sure. And I didn't. And so fast forward to the day of, which was June 8th, when the band was going to be there. They were going to do, I think in the Foster Theater, they were going to do a Q&A. And so my day, it just worked out. And last minute, I said to my wife, I think I can make it to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And she goes, okay, let's go. And we did. And I got there like a half hour before the event started. And unfortunately, I wasn't able to get into the Foster Theater because I didn't have a ticket. But,
Right.
and I think you did the same outside. You could
Yeah.
big screen. And, but I want to get into that just in just a second because I want to kind of back up first. So when I told you, I have a lot of excitement
Yes.
to unload here. So, when we get there's Bon Jovi music everywhere, and
Yeah.
I this is like Jovi heaven for us. And
Yes.
I remember, like, on the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame sign, the red letters, they had, like, the logo of Bon Jovi Forever. They had Bon Jovi music playing everywhere. It was loud. Everybody's wearing their Bon Jovi merch. It felt like you were going to a
To our
concert.
concert. That's how I was jamming
Yeah.
out. Let me
Yeah, because we haven't been in Bon Jovi concert mode in, over 2 years. So I'm like, yes. And and I saw so many familiar faces, so many friends. I saw you. I saw just a few, quite a few others. And it was so great just to catch up with everybody. And so let's get into the Q&A part first. So, like I said, you and I, we weren't able to get into the actual theater where they were doing the Q&A, but we got to stand outside, and they had a big screen. And it was, I think it was, what, an hour long? I think it was.
Yeah, about that, about
And
that.
it's funny because I was telling my wife, I could have answered every single question that the interviewer was at. I mean, it was like, like fans like you and I, like, we know what answers are coming and stuff,
Right. What questions are coming each
Yeah,
interview?
exactly. And I know it's like, the general people that were there, they may not know the answer, but like you and I did. But it was still really cool. But I'm gonna give you a minute here to talk about it. What did you think?
Well, you know what? My husband was like, "You're really going, even if you didn't get selected to go in the theater?" I'm like, "Yeah,
Now,
I have to support this band, you know."
you drove 8 hours, right?
8 hours from Galloway, New
Dedication.
Jersey. And he said, "Next time I'm taking a flight." I said, "Okay, boss, okay." But we drove 8 hours with my kids, and they had a fun day, you know. We had their day planned. And I was lucky enough to be at that Q&A, you know, outside. And like you said, you know, we know the answers, but the band, every one of them, they look happy. You know, this is history. And I knew I had to be there. I have to support them. I've been a fan for 24 years, and I had to be there, you know, before the public. And I was very happy with the interview and how everybody was happy. And, you know, it was a very good Q&A, very good Q&A.
My favorite Q&A was when the interviewer had asked about the recording process for Forever. And John and Phil told the story about Living Proof. And so, correct me if I'm wrong here, Melissa, but the answer was that they had finished the album, and Living Proof was one of the very last songs they had worked on. And Phil had did a solo on it, did some work on it. And Phil told John, "That's not the best. I want to make it even more great." And so
Yes.
Phil took it home, worked on it for a couple of days, made it better, gave it to John, and John listened to it and was really impressed. He's like, "Okay, now the album's done." And
Yeah.
so I hope one day that we get that version that was before Phil made it even greater.
Even greater, because that's one of the best songs on there. That's a very good song.
And I wonder if the talk box is on the other version.
The other
And
version.
maybe that song was kind of started with the talk box. Who
I
knows?
was very happy with the talk box getting used for that song. Very, very good song.
Absolutely. Did you have a favorite question? I mean, most of them were questions that we've heard so many times, though.
When they were talking about, you know, Alec
Oh,
and
yes.
I don't remember what they were saying, but it was a very, very, you know, good mention. And he's part of the band too. So, you know, and we'll get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, you know, the exhibit. Because I'm super excited to talk about it.
Absolutely. Another thing that I liked too was on that screen outside, they played the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame performance over and over and over. And it was
Yes.
such a really good sound system. It was so fun, you know? And I mean, there was at least 1,000 Bon Jovi fans.
There was. I was looking back and I was like, everybody was sitting down. Then we were all crowded up next to the screen. It really felt to me like a Bon Jovi show. When I walked in, I heard music and I'm dancing. My husband's like, go inside. I was just so excited because I felt like it was a Bon Jovi show,
You know what else? And then after the event, my wife and I, we had like an hour and a half drive home. And I know that's nothing compared to your 8 hours, but we used the restroom. And so we went downstairs, used the restroom. I came out and the band was actually just walking. So if you know where the bathrooms are there, right? So you
Yeah.
have vision, you know, if you go past the women's and the men's, to your right, there's a little hallway. And so there was all this security. And I was like, I bet you the band's coming through here. So I went into the restroom, and as I came out, there was like security galore. And
Wow.
I missed John, David, and Hugh, but I saw Phil. And it was like so fast. Like,
Back within a second.
if that. And like and there was like security everywhere and staff. And so like it was like before you could even say anything,
Went
like
to the bathroom at the
So but was there anything you wanted to add to the Q&A part before we get into the next?
No, I'm glad it was, an hour long. They really did a good interview, very strong, and the whole band, even, Everett and everybody spoke, it was very good. And even David popped some jokes, everything.
The keyboard jokes.
Yeah. It was on the ground and it was very good, very good. I'm happy I was there for it.
I don't think Rock Hall has released that Q&A yet. I know they recorded it, but I'm surprised they didn't put it out yet.
Yeah, you're right. I haven't seen anything on it yet.
Yeah, maybe we'll get it soon. Let's get into the merch part first before the week, because the exhibit's going to take us quite some time.
Yes.
But so they had exclusive merch, and for people that are on YouTube, I'm wearing one of the shirts. It's I don't know if people could see, but it says, Bon. This is something the band should have put on the website with the silver 40 logo.
Yeah. Nice shirt. I love it. I got the hat. I was like a kid in the candy store.
Oh, my. So my wife and I do the same thing when I see them on tour. I get everything.
Right.
First show, I get everything, and so my wife. And I don't even second guess. I just get it. And so like so all they so they had exclusive Rock Hall hat. They had a t-shirt. So they had the Rock Hall t-shirt. They had the
The
One Day
hat.
Alive shirt, the Slippery Busty Woman shirt, and then they had a replica 1984 band shirt.
Right.
What else? And then they had some new, so I was there today. And they had some more stuff. They had a Rock Hall magnet, the same logo as what's on my shirt.
Oh, I didn't see that, so they must have just updated that.
Yeah, here, let me I have it
Oh,
behind.
you got that too.
I got it behind me here. And I figure for people that are on YouTube, I guess I might as well show it, right? Now I don't have well, here. I have a few things, not everything, because the shirts and stuff are folded and put away. But they had these stickers.
Okay.
They had these patents. These bad boys were $16.
Wow. Hey,
Yeah.
worth it for our band. I go crazy too.
I know. I was like, what?
Wow. I got the pins. They were like 15. The pins were cool.
Which are on
Yes, you got the
Jackie.
pins. That's what I got.
And this one right here. And then this is kind of cool. That's super, I don't know if this is a coaster or a frisbee or what. I don't know what I got anyway.
That.
But
Yeah.
yeah. And so this is what I was telling you, Melissa, was the magnet.
See that. So they must have just got that in.
Yeah, remind me next. I'm going back with some friends. I'll get you one if you want one.
Thanks, Jerry. Thank
Yeah,
you.
I do what I
Something to
can.
add to my collection here.
I know. And so I didn't think. And they also had the Monopoly set, not the Forever Monopoly, but the 40th anniversary Monopoly. They had totes, which I have the tote right here, actually.
I've seen that. Yep, very nice.
They had the 40th anniversary hat, which I have somewhere in here. What else? What else? What else? They had some vinyl albums. I think they
The
had.
vinyls, I got the these days in the vinyl because I only have the regular CD. So when I saw that, I said, I have to get the vinyl. And then I got, the Forever in the vinyl,
Yeah, they had the Ocean Waves on vinyl. I think they had one black LP. What else? Help me out here. Oh, they had a Runaway 1984 tote.
Yes, they had a lot of stuff.
Yeah, they did. And so everything that I didn't have, I already had the Monopoly set. I already had the vinyl albums. So everything else I pretty much had, but the stuff I didn't, the shirts, the all the exclusive merch I didn't have. And so I got them.
Yeah.
And my wife goes, "Do you know how much money you're going to spend on that? I'll find out the checkout line." Comes out of my Joby fund. But yeah,
Yes.
what was your favorite piece of merch that they had?
You know what? I really like the hat and all the vinyls. Because I never had These Days, so I was excited to pick that up. And
Yeah.
the Forever, I just got the CDs with the pre-order, so I was excited to get the vinyls. So my husband's like, "How much you spend?" I said, "Not that much." I said, "How much did you spend at the aquarium and the zoo?" You know. So
Yeah.
I said, "It works both ways." So he supports it too. Like, I have a separate Jovi fund, just like you.
Yep. You
So for anything.
every week I put a little bit of money away, and then
Yeah.
when it comes time to spend, oh, I spent.
Yep, me too. Like a rocket ship.
There is no hesitation
Not at
whatsoever.
all. Not at
Yeah.
all.
But well, let's get into the exhibit. So, like I mentioned earlier, it's on the sixth floor, and the whole room is dedicated to Bon Jovi. So I spent 2 hours there today, just on this floor.
Just in one
And
room.
my wife, she goes, "Jerry, there's people that come and go here. They come through this for 15 minutes. Can we go?" And I go, "I am not done looking." They probably had like over 100 artifacts
Yeah.
on display. And like I said, I spent about 2 hours, and my wife and my son finally had to force me out because I was just in heaven.
Heaven. Yep.
Before we get into detail over, we're going to talk about our favorite pieces and this and that. But before we do, what was your reaction when you first went up there?
You know what? I had a ticket for 1 o'clock, but you know what? I kept standing for a half hour looking at Bon Jovi's Forever jacket. I said,
Yeah.
"Oh, that is so neat, right on the wall, right next to the rope," because it was roped off, because everybody was supposed to go every 20 minutes. It was
Okay.
down, I think they said 50 people were allowed in, 50 people, you know. So I kept looking at the acoustic guitar. I'm like, "That is amazing." And I just kept staring at it. I was in awe over one, two
Yeah.
items. I didn't even get in the room yet. So the lady said, "What time's your ticket?" I said, "1 o'clock." She said, "I'm gonna let you in early," because I was in awe. I was like, "Wow, this is so cool." I kept taking pictures, I kept
Yeah.
staring. So I went in around 12:40. I didn't get out of that room till 2 o'clock. My husband's like, "Well, what did you do for an hour and a half? There's one room, little room." I said, "You don't understand.
Yeah,
I kept
exactly.
looking, the lyrics, everything. I kept staring at it." I said, "Oh, this was from then. Oh, this is, it was Bon Jovi heaven to me."
So
So literally, you could spend hours in this room.
they didn't rush you out or anything? Like once you're in,
No,
you can stay
I
in as
kept
long as
looking,
you.
and she kept looking at me, and I literally stayed an hour and a half till almost
Wow.
2 o'clock. Yeah. So I was very lucky.
That was my worry because I was so tight on time over the weekend that I wasn't able to see the exhibit just because I didn't get there till almost 3. And they had everything roped off. And the Rock Hall closes at 5. So that's why I went today so I could actually see the exhibit. But I was kind of glad I went today because there was like no rush for me to get out of there other than my wife and son. Yeah, but that's cool that you get to stay as long as you
I
want.
was worried about the 20 minutes. I'm like, "Oh, how am I going to do this in 20 minutes?
Yeah,
I
there's
don't
no
want to
way
get
I would have been
rushed."
able to. Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm very happy that the worker, let me, because I was in awe with just the jacket and the acoustic guitar. I was just in awe. I kept staring at it.
So my instant reaction was, so we get there today, and I knew it was on the sixth floor, and my son joined us today, and he wanted to see the hip hop section, and so my wife's like, "Well, let's start on the first floor. We'll work our way up." I go, "I'll see you later then," because I'm skipping all 5 floors.
That's what I
I'm going to the sixth floor. And so my wife and son, they were troopers. And they're like, "Okay, let's go to the sixth floor." So we get, and so we, by the time you get up to the fourth floor, you as soon as you get on top of the escalator, you see the Harley Davidson motorcycle your
Miracle
son
motorcycle, yes.
has worn or has used since 1986. There's a classic poster where he's,
Sitting there,
lean
yes.
back on it. He's used it for the Miracle music video, a small Keep the Faith promo photo shoot at some point he used it. And then, a couple years ago, we saw John riding it in New Jersey.
In New Jersey, right.
So, and I remember a couple months ago, I saw somebody on Facebook posted that the motorcycle was in the shop getting fixed up and worked on and stuff, and that it was going to go into the Rock Hall. And this is before we knew the exhibit was
Was
coming.
even coming, yeah.
So that was pretty cool. Now, they made a mistake on the template. I don't know if you know that, noticed.
No, I didn't notice. What was
Okay,
that?
I'm here to tell you. So the Bon Jovi Encyclopedia and me caught it. So they say that the motorcycle was used in the music video Miracle, which it is.
Right.
They have a little TV of the music video, but they say that the song was the lead single of the movie Young Guns.
Right. That's
Not.
not,
It's
yeah.
Blaze of Glory.
Glory, yes.
So
I
I'm
didn't
surprised.
catch that. That was good.
Yeah, I am surprised that nobody caught that.
Bought
Maybe they
that.
didn't, they're gonna fix it. I don't know. But I noticed it.
Yeah.
And most people that are gonna look at it aren't even gonna care.
Right.
Me, I cared. I was like, like
Just get it
Miracle is
right.
not, and I don't think Miracle was in the movie. It was obviously it's on the album, but it's not in the movie.
Movie.
And
I
so,
was in awe with the motorcycle though. I
yeah.
kept staring at the motorcycle too,
Yeah.
and I
Yeah.
everybody was taking pictures. I kept leading myself back to the motorcycle. I said, that is amazing. And I just seen a picture with John on it recently at
Yeah.
that meeting. Yeah, I said, oh my goodness, what a flashback.
Yeah.
That was an amazing picture.
I'm gonna find the template right now because I took a picture of it. And okay, here we go. John Bon Jovi Morrison, 1988 Harley-Davidson Heritage Softail. John rode this motorcycle in the music video for his 1990 solo hit Miracle. That's true. The song was featured in the film Young Guns 2 and reached number 12 on the Billboard Hot 100. It was not featured in the Young Guns
The
music.
Young Guns.
On the soundtrack, not in the movie.
So, did you tell somebody? Hopefully, they fix that.
I was in such excitement, I didn't care. I wanted to get to
Oh.
the sixth floor. So this is on top of the fourth floor when you get on top of the escalator. And so I love the photo that they use. Like so they have like a backdrop. And for people that want to see photos of everything that we're about to talk about, go to my Facebook, send me a friend request. I'll add you. I'm going to post all the photos on there. I'm not going to post a lot on Twitter and Instagram because I literally took like 100 photos today.
Yeah.
I'm going to put all of them on Facebook, a few on Instagram and Twitter, but go to my Facebook. I'll have all those photos on there.
Yeah, I think I have like 70. People at work were like, oh, I got through a couple, but not all 70. I was laughing. I said it was like heaven to me. So I had to take all them pictures.
And so then you get to the fifth floor. And then so this is when you started to hear the Bon Jovi music. So I know you were there on Sat. We were both there on Saturday, and they were playing Bon Jovi music everywhere. But today they weren't. And I was like, oh, please just put Bon. And so you get to the fifth floor, and you start hearing the Bon Jovi music coming from the sixth floor on the fifth floor. And my wife was kind of leading the way. She's like, oh, I hear the Bon Jovi music, and she's trying to navigate to the sixth floor. And as you said, right before the steps, you have the Forever jacket displayed now. Here's something interesting. In Nashville at JBJ's on the fourth floor, they have a display of John's jacket. And that display, it says that that jacket was used for the cover of.
I was wondering, I saw that on your post. I'm like, oh, well, they have one at the Nashville. Yeah.
And so I saw that one. And I don't think the one at Rock Hall said that this was used for the album cover. So I think the one in Nashville was used on the album cover.
Gotcha.
And then this one was just a double wrapping. I don't know why there's two of them.
Right. That's what I was wondering from your
Yeah.
Facebook post. I said, well, it looks like the John wore that one at the, Nashville, showcase. So I wasn't sure about that.
Yeah. Well, another thing is too is like the one that was in Nashville looked like a size small, which is John's size.
Yeah.
The one in now, so I'm wearing a medium. And
Okay.
so I think that's what was in the display case. And maybe John could fit into. I'm a little bigger than John, though. So I guarantee that the one that he wore in Nashville was the one that was used on the album cover.
Okay. So
This
for
is amazing.
clarification.
For clarification, yeah. So anyway, but that was cool. And then they had a talking meanie. Now, here's another error that they had made. The guitar that's in that display case with the Forever jacket, they talk about Al Perinello, which is, John was John,
Right.
rest in peace. And the AP95 etched. And they say, so on this guitar is the etched AP95. When you look at the Takamine there, it's not etched in that one.
I was noticing that because I kept looking. I'm like, well, I don't see it. So, yeah, so
Yeah.
you're right about that.
Now
The little
again,
things.
fans just like you and me might care about it, but the general public and
Right.
nobody's gonna notice that but us.
But I
But
kept looking and I'm like, oh, it don't have AP on there. So I wasn't sure.
yeah. Now, obviously, John has used Takamine. That it's the EF341SC that he plays, and so he has a ton of those. But there's a few that are etched with AP95, or maybe just one. And then he's played Takamine's on stage without that.
Without, I'm sorry,
Yeah,
it's a couple. Yeah.
so they do exist. There's one of So yeah. So then I'm just so excited at this point. So we run up this, and I feel like this like. Maybe because I was so excited, I felt like the staircase was like leading to hell, or actually, it didn't happen. But like it like took forever to get up there. You're like going and going and going and
And I
going.
hear the music. I'm like,
Yeah.
oh, I'm at a
And
concert.
then as soon as you get to that top step, boom, it hits you.
Heaven.
The music is loud, and you see this giant screen of like it's like a montage of like they did Wanted Dead or Alive, Bad Name, and Bad Medicine, and Runaway.
Yeah.
And they did such a good job at putting it together because it's different performances through the years. Like for like Wanted Dead or Alive, like I think it started at Madison Square Garden 2008, then it turned into Zurich
Yes.
2000, and it did South Africa in 1995,
I
and
was at that show, Madison Square Garden, 2008. I actually scored
yeah.
second row. So I was like, oh, that's it.
Oh.
And I think they have the, don't they have the CD or like, they taped it, the DVD.
Yeah, the
So I was like, oh, I
DVD.
see myself in the second row jamming
Yeah.
out. So that was a really cool, thing to have there.
Yeah, that show was it'll always be my favorite show. And if you look behind me, well, I have a mess of Forever albums right now because I'm from doing giveaways and getting some copies for friends. But if you could ignore that, do you see? Actually, don't even see all the there they are,
There's all
but
your forever.
yeah, you see right there in the back on the front.
Yes.
That was the shirt that I got at the show. And that was the very last show that I did with my dad before he passed.
Wow. So
So
that was probably a good memory.
from 2000 to 2008, he would take me to shows. And I was 16 in 2008. Yeah. And oh no, let me think here. 14, I was 15 or whatever.
He would take you to all the shows.
Yeah. And that was the very last show that we did together. So I was so happy that I got put on DVD and I got the shirt and framed.
Yes, what a fantastic memory.
But anyway, yeah. So, like that made me think of him today, seeing the Wanted from MSG. Then they started the Runaway was really cool the way they did that. They started the Crush Tour Runaway version, which is the nice acoustic between
Yes,
John and
yes.
David and Richie on vocals and backing vocals. And then all of a sudden it turned into the electric version.
Which
And
was awesome. And the acoustic was amazing,
yeah.
going back in history. And I'm like, I remember these, or watching all them, and that I love the way they did the Runaway acoustic too.
Yeah, absolutely. And then they did Bad Name. Oh no, Bad Medicine. I don't think they did Bad Name. I think they just did like three songs.
Songs.
Yeah, my allergies are killing me today.
Then they
But
had like pictures of the band from like the 80s, the 90s, all kinds
oh
with Alec and
yeah,
all throughout the years.
so for people that haven't been there, it's one giant circle. So as you get up, you see one screen that plays the music videos that we were just talking about. Left and right are they the three other sides are like a montage of photos, and they keep rotating the photos. And there's like photos I've never even seen before, which is really
Yeah, I noticed that. So I kept looking. That's what took my time too. I'm like,
yeah.
oh, I never seen this,
Yeah.
amazing how they did it.
And God bless my wife because she took my phone from me and she went around the room and took a photo of every single thing.
I
Photo.
started doing that. People were looking at me.
Yeah.
But
And the
it's
photo.
so much history.
Yeah, and the photos, and so God bless her. It took her like 45 minutes, and she would just let me enjoy it.
It rather than taking the pictures. Yes.
Exactly. And so she was sweet. And what was so cool too, so I wore my Forever jacket there. And everybody was just like complimenting it, like, where'd you get that and stuff? And I was like, well,
I think they're actually sold out now. Hopefully they get that back in.
I was like, sold out merchandise.
Yes.
And but yeah, so everyone was like admiring the jacket because like today it was just like, I think I saw like one other Bon Jovi fan that was wearing a Bon Jovi shirt, and everyone was just kind of like there to see the Raw call, and they happened to stumble upon the sixth floor, looked around, and then left. But people were admiring the jacket.
The jacket.
So before we get into different art, because there's a few that I kind of want to highlight and talk about. But before we do, what was your favorite piece?
Oh, there was so many, but I kept going back and forth. And you know what? The Keep the Faith tour. Did you see the book? There was a Keep the Faith book. And I'm like, oh, I wonder what's in it. So then I read the sign, and it said it had the lyrics in it, his own, personal itinerary. And I was like, oh, I would love to see what was in that book. But the favorite thing, I kept going just like your post, the gold suits from 100
Yes.
million fans. And I said, oh, this is my favorite. That was amazing that they put that in there, because the
Yeah.
box set, it's one of my favorite. I like rarities and, the demos, and that's one of my favorites. So that caught my eye.
Yeah. And so I've always wanted to see those gold suits. I know they were in Vegas for quite some time, but I've never seen them in person. So I've always wanted to see them. And so when I saw those, I thought, oh my, I
Yeah.
was in heaven.
Yes.
And but before I name my favorite, the thing that you said was the signs. That was kind of the hard part with navigating. Obviously, like I knew, like, okay, this jacket, like I kind of walked around before reading the signs, like, oh, this is from, this red jacket,
Right.
John and Tin. David wore this Mickey Mouse shirt in the In and I'll Love
The
You. Like,
Mighty Mouse shirt.
I'm a Bon Jovi encyclopedia, so like I pretty much knew what everything was and time frame and stuff like that. There's a few things that I actually did learn, but for like the general person, you have to look at this screen and they'll have like 10 displays listed about or descriptions of what this was from, and it's
Yep.
kind of hard to, okay, number 10 is, and then
It
having
was kind of hard to navigate.
because
Yeah.
the page turns so fast. I wish they kind of had a screen on. So they have four big display cases of all, and here's 100 artifacts. It would have been cool if they put the screen on the left, middle, right, and so you kind of can look at things and then read the description.
And
So,
then read the description because, rather than in
but
one spot.
and even though I'm complaining a little bit, I want to say that the Raw call did a phenomenal job of putting this together.
They
It,
did.
they really did. All right, Melissa. So since you're begging to find out what my favorite artifact was, I'll tell you. Stop begging, okay?
I can't wait.
My favorite song is "You Want to Make a Memory." My favorite music video is "You Want to Make a Memory," coincidentally. And so they had the jacket that John wore in the music video, and
Wow,
I
stealing.
saw that, and I was on cloud nine.
Nine from that.
I know that sounds silly, when you tell somebody that, but like I know you and the people listening to
Yes.
the podcast get it. And I just be able to see that a part of history for that song, for that music video. It was so cool to see.
One of the greatest songs, on Lost
Yeah.
Highway. Very good song.
Yep. And well, let's talk. I'm trying to think of how we should orchestrate this. Maybe we can just throw out some of our favorite pieces or what.
I know what's in my mind, the pink guitar that Alec, had it, Life the
Yes.
Beach, why ain't I on it? And I
Yeah.
was like, wow, I'm glad they put that in there. That I kept looking at that,
Yeah.
that was really cool that they had that in there.
Yes. Another thing that I liked too was, so there was stuff that you've obviously done the VIP parties during the tours, right, over the years.
Never done it, never done it.
Really?
This year,
Okay.
hopefully when they tour, that's my main
Okay.
goal.
So I've gone to those parties every tour, and they always have some of the memorabilia in there. On the cruise, they had a lot of Jovi memorabilia. So there's some quite a few things there that I had already seen, which was still cool to see again. I still admired seeing it. So But the new stuff that I think I really liked seeing was David's Mickey Mouse shirt that he wore in Olympia.
Out of love, yes,
Yeah.
and that caught my eye too. I said that
Yeah.
was so long ago, and he added on in the In and Out of Love video, and
Yep.
I think he wore it on tour, if I'm not mistaken, too, right?
Yeah, that tour, yeah, for a little bit. And my wife, she made, oh, that's the Mickey Mouse shirt. And I was like, I wonder who wore that. I go, David, In and Out of Love music video.
1980s, yep.
Went to the description.
Yeah, Bon
Yeah.
Jovi Encyclopedia.
But another thing that I thought was really cool too was that they had some of like John's early stuff. You know,
The Atlantic City
the
Expressway and the
it, guitar case
Yep.
from the Atlantic City Expressway and seeing like all the stickers on there that's kind of rubbed off.
And the baby pictures from when he was 17,
Yeah.
the jacket caught my eye because didn't they have like 10 jackets for the band?
Oh
He said there was 10 of them, so they picked that color. So that was really neat.
Yeah, let me go through my photos here, and if anything pops in your head, just say it. Let's see here. They had some like giant posters hanging around too, like this one.
Yes, from
People that
all
are
the
listening,
tours.
yeah, people that are listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, you're missing out. But yeah, that they had like a
They had
nice,
one with Cinderella where they were playing.
yeah,
Yes.
yeah. So they had the 1995 yellow outfit. I thought it was funny because like I guess I can show it on YouTube here, but the yellow one right there,
Yes. That's a good one.
he wore that on These Days tour, but not the boots. So I was kind of shocked that they put the boots with the outfit. Maybe just for the display purposes.
Maybe for the display, yeah, wearing something.
Yeah, I don't think John wore those boots on that tour, with that
Look
outfit.
familiar, right?
Maybe he did. I had to look back.
It was,
I did like that they had the Wembley 1995.
I was just gonna say that handwritten, yes, which I
Yes.
would have loved to have been there.
Yeah,
Yes,
that was
I was
cool.
amazed by that.
Yeah, that was cool. Teasing aside, if anyone that is listening on Spotify and Apple Podcasts want to see some of this stuff that don't have Facebook, I'll show some things right here on the YouTube video. I don't want to spoil everything for everyone though. But yeah, so the set list was really cool.
There were sheets like the Nashville bar, like you posted, of lyrics, and I was in awe
Oh
of
yeah.
the Runaway, the Living on a Prayer, and I was in awe, like, wow, they really, wrote these lyrics. And they gave it to the Rock Hall of Fame, just to show it, and it was amazing. I kept looking at all the lyrics, the whole wall.
Yeah, I that so they had the Do What You Can lyrics. They had all the lyrics from
Like Runaway
Slippery,
Wanted.
Runaway, yeah, all the songs, Slippery songs. Did they have all the, I know they had one, or I think they had I'll Be There For You, but I don't think they had all of New
With,
Jersey.
I think I seen Without Love and Wild in the Streets, which is an amazing song. So I was amazed by
Yeah.
that.
And it's so cool to see how this the rough lyrics, because like some of those lyrics didn't make the album.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of cool to see a little them a little different.
Now, in Nashville, I think they have more than that. I think I
Yeah.
would spend hours looking at that.
Yeah, I did. I spent 3 4 hours looking. They had the iconic New Jersey jacket, which has been in the Rock Hall for quite a while. One thing that I thought was really cool that we saw was the 1990 Blaze of Glory guitar
I
that he
saw
had in
that. That
the
was an
music video.
artifact.
That was cool. Never seen that before, so that was pretty cool.
When there was Living on a Prayer boots that, did you see the boots that he had in
Yes.
the music video? And I said, oh, I know these boots. And I said, oh, Living on a Prayer.
Yeah. Now, so I mentioned how I'm an encyclopedia. I was actually wrong on that. I saw those boots and I said, oh, those are from the snakeskin boots from the 1992 Keep the Faith promo, because he did a photo shoot with snakeskin boots. I thought it was that, and I looked at the screen, and no, it was the Living on a
From
Prayer.
Rare, yes.
And I'm
Because
like, oh, I
I
mean,
said, I know these boots from Rare. And then I'm like, it has to be Prayer. So I looked on the video. I said, that's, yeah, this from Prayer.
yeah.
So
And
just the
so,
little details,
yeah, so those were really cool to see. You know what? Another thing that I really liked too was the It was for this at the time before it was named Crush, it was called Sex Sells. And John had like a track list and of all the songs on there for what became Crush. And it was like a he took it from like Dorothea's bedside notepad that said Dorothea on it.
Right.
And had I think there's a song on there called Sex on there. You know, like I said, the album's supposed to be called Sex Sells, so I guess that makes sense. But like Hush was put on was written on there, Stay. Say It Isn't So, you know, so a few
Until
different,
they changed it to Crush, right?
but so that was kind of to the little notepad with, you know, him writing, you know, like a track list or whatever he was writing on there. I thought that was pretty cool.
Then I think I seen Richie's the electric guitars, and I think if I'm not, he had a hat and I think a shirt. And it said something. I forgot what it said. Dare. Do you have
There,
that in your pictures? Yes,
yeah,
yes.
do I have pictures of the whole. The whole thing. Yes, we talked about the, you know, they had the Tico's drum set, which we've seen. They had, so they had something that at the Rock that they've had displayed for years. Alex Green bass, which I forget which tour. I think that was before the band even started. Some of the Alex outfits. They had his boots and the classic red shirt that he wore on
Yes.
the movies. That was pretty
I think
cool.
they had the Tico's shirt that said Hitman, right? In the 80s.
And like you look at all those outfits, you're like, oh my gosh, like they were tiny. Like, you know, Living in Sin lyrics I have here.
That is by far my favorite song. That, so I was in awe by that.
Yeah. You know, I play guitar and like so like for anyone that plays electric knows what I'm talking about here, but like it's sometimes it's so hard to find a tone. And they had I'll show it here. They had an artifact of, I think this is written by Richie, like where to put your dials at so you can get the right tone. So I thought that was pretty
That's
cool.
cool. Think they had John's Wanted Dead or Alive duster jacket, right? And
Yes.
I'm not mistaken, I think he had that in the 2007 Saturday Night Live, right? With
Yes.
Amy. Yes. So that was
Yes.
my favorite. I knew that from somewhere.
Yeah. I'm just looking through. So I'm just picking out some
There's
of my
so
favorites.
many.
Yeah, I don't want to spoil everything for everyone listening, you know. So I'll just kind of go through my highlights here. I did another thing that I did like that I have to mention was so everyone that's listening to this podcast knows what the original Sabrina Wet album cover was. Just in case, it was a picture of a busty woman wearing a Sabrina Wet torn T-shirt, wet. And so John didn't like the album cover and changed it to what we know it as now with the garbage bag. So they had the original Slippery When Wet t-shirt that the model, and forget Angela, I forget her last name, forgive me. It'll come to me after the podcast. But so they had the original Slippery When Wet t-shirt.
That was cool. That
That was awesome.
was very cool. Then they had lyrics on that. I think that was it, that showcase, all the slippery lyrics right next to that, I think.
Yes, yes. They had John's jean jacket with the WAPP pin. Next, I don't want to spoil everything. I'm just going through some of my
I
favorites.
think there was a Moscow hat. Did you see that?
Yes.
From Russia when they played in Moscow.
Yeah, they tour bills here. Let's see.
Military, I'm a military jacket that, in the 80s, right?
Yeah.
Trying to, remember it all. I was in so much awe
I
that
know.
I could spend hours, literally.
I'm still taking it. Another thing that I really liked was when you leave, if you take the elevator, they have a. So we know that John in his dressing room on tour, he'd have a picture of Frank Sinatra and then a sign saying, Play Like a Champion. That was on the exhibit. And there was a couple of people like, why is Frank Sinatra in here?
Yes.
I'm like, well, let me
Hello.
tell you.
Yes, I seen that right on the side.
Yeah.
Yes.
They had a Nashville set list. And it was weird because they had it like taped to the wall and like you could like someone could easily take it.
Yeah.
Now, I know it's just a set list, but like I mean I didn't do it, but like someone you could tell like someone was trying to break it open. And so maybe the Rock Hall will fix that.
Fix that. when you came in, and then you could like have a C around the circle, and
Yeah.
was it like all lyrics around the C?
Oh yeah, there were and
And
there were
that way,
some.
it was hard to read, but it was pretty cool.
Yeah, well, there were some songs that have never been released. Like there was one
Yeah.
called "Born in the '60s," that I think was written during New Jersey because Diane Warren was a co-writer there with Desmond Child and John. So that was one that we've never heard before. So I wonder if
Right.
that's the New Jersey era. Another thing that I really liked too is that they also had stuff from Phil Everett and Shank. So Shank played
Yes.
Fender, I think, guitar. Phil
And
had.
that was where I think the gold suits were, right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, in
Yeah.
that
And
area.
they had Everett's, I think Everett's outfit and his eyeglasses, and I think.
Yeah.
And then they had Phil's Kramus guitar. So I
Yeah,
was really happy to see
that
that.
they included, you
Yeah.
know, because they're a band, you
Yeah,
know.
because you're celebrating 40 years of the band, and you know, if you didn't include the other guys for the last 10 years, you know, then it would have been,
Right,
you know.
right. I like the handwritten Bon Jovi dressing room. I kept staring at that,
Oh,
and I can't
yeah.
believe they, I think what 83 that they used that.
That was for their first show at Madison Square Garden. Yeah.
Yes.
And that was actually something I didn't know either for that dressing room. So I was like, oh, I wonder when they use that. And then they use it for their first show at Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, that was really cool.
Yeah. Let me see here. I'm gonna just
There was
fly.
David's keyboards.
It's
There was a lot.
keyboard.
I don't know if we're missing. There's so many. We don't want to spoil everything.
Yeah.
There are a lot of artifacts. The New Jersey guitar. They
Yes.
had that right next to the New Jersey. I took a selfie with the New Jersey jacket. That's one of my favorite. But I didn't take a selfie next to the gold jackets, and I should have. I
Yeah.
said, I'll be back.
Yeah. I sat under the gold suits, and oh, I think besides the memory jacket, that was my second favorite. I know that's your first, but seeing the,
Yeah.
you know, like that was awesome.
Awesome.
Yeah, but
I
you
think the pink guitar was really from Elec, and that was pretty cool too.
yeah.
And you actually had, you know, Impermanent Marker, Life is a Beach, and I thought that was really cool.
Yeah. Was that permanent marker? I was wondering that.
I don't know. Was it Permanent Marker? It looks it. I don't know if they
Yeah.
engraved it in then.
Probably was. But I was actually going to try to look into that, and I was wondering. But yeah, I thought that was cool. And I don't know. I kind of choked up a little bit seeing some of Alex's stuff, you know. Like,
Yeah.
you know, I wish he could see this, and yeah, you know, but it's so cool that they really did show 40 years worth of the band, you know,
Artifacts.
John before Bon Jovi was formed, through the 80s, through the 90s, through the 2000s, through the 2010s, 20s, and then also included the new members, like I said. I wish there was some stuff that they had, like, they would have displayed from the early 2000s. They didn't have any outfits or.
Yeah, you're right. There was I think, did you see the hair hat? I think
Oh,
John
yeah.
was trying to go in public and he put that hair hat on, and
With
I was like,
the
oh, that's funny.
disguise.
Yes.
Yeah.
I
I wonder if anybody ever caught on to that, though.
know I
Yeah.
would. Me and you
You,
would.
yeah. But anyone that's listening to this, I promise you, if you go to the Rock Hall, you will have the same excitement that we both have right now because it is truly amazing to see. And I know a lot of people have been wondering this, how long is it going to be open? So I asked some of the Rock Hall staff and managers there today, and they said that they're planning for the next 6 to 8 months to have it on display.
And I'm glad you asked that because I didn't know that. So I told my husband, I'm like, well, I got to go back. He said, okay, take a flight.
Yeah.
He said he's not driving 8 hours. I said, I'll
Yeah.
take a flight because I want to, you know,
Yeah.
spend hours there and really enjoy it. You
Yep.
know,
Yeah.
just an hour and a half wasn't enough for me. It
I
was
know.
literally Bon Jovi heaven. Like,
I
I
know.
even sat and took it in and sat on the stool, you know, around the little circle, and I just took everything in.
Yeah.
It was way too much. It was a lot of artifacts, and you know, I want more time.
I know. If it wasn't for my wife and son, I'd have probably been there till closing time.
Yes.
Like, you gotta
Exactly.
get out of here, you know? It's so
Yeah.
funny because, like I said, you saw people come up for like 10 minutes, look at things, and then go. And
Yep.
here I am, I've been here for 2 hours just enjoying it and stuff.
Still, yes.
Yeah. Was there anything else that you wanted to say about the
I
exhibit?
gotta tell, you have if people have to make the trip. It's an amazing experience, for the, diehards. It's Bon Jovi heaven, literally.
Yep.
So I was in awe, and I'm thankful I got to go that June 8th that day,
Absolutely. Well, Melissa, thank you for taking the time out of your busy day to come on do the podcast. I
Thank you
knew.
so much, Jerry. I was excited to meet you, and I said, just like John, are you Jerry? I was nervous, but I said I got to introduce myself.
Yeah, and I wish we didn't meet at the end. I wish we would have kind of met earlier so we could have had time to hang out and chat. And,
Yeah.
so it was great to be able to talk with you for a few minutes because I know that we've bypassed each other a few other events since the.
Probably that the cook-off, yeah.
Yeah, you know,
Hopefully,
so.
they do plan a tour, praying, I'm hopeful, and
Yeah.
well, I'm going all out. I even told my husband, hey, you don't mind if I take a flight to London, do you?
That's my goal next year is
Me
Wembley.
too, Wembley.
And I know it's not going to be the same as Wembley 95, and but just to say I've seen Bon Jovi at Wembley. You
Yep,
know, I
yep.
know it's a new Wembley, but still just to say you've been there. You know,
Yeah.
you have to say it, you know. So, but stay on. Let me end the podcast real quick. And again, Melissa, thank you so much for taking
Thank you, Gary. I enjoyed talking about it with you.
All right. Thanks, Melissa.